Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, live and direct from Hy-Vee of Fort Dodge. Good to have you here on Snowy 99.7, and good to have my next guest. He's become a regular here on the program, Coach Brandon Lansky, the head boys basketball coach at Clary and Goldfield Downs. First of all, Coach, good to have you again. Good to talk to you, and I appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem. It's always fun.
You know, Coach, Clary and Goldfield Downs boys basketball, you guys are off to a pretty good start this year. Got a win last night over Humboldt at 66-61. Let's talk about the Humboldt game a little bit last night. Kind of walk me through how things transpired, and also tell me how you feel. What does it mean to beat a bigger school like Humboldt? What's that mean for your program?
Well, I just think that, you know, especially with our young guys, it's a confidence boost for them. And the thing that, about this one is they're a bigger school. They got big bodies, very strong to the rim, very just strong kids and big kids. And that game kind of started out and we were kind of a little bit overwhelmed, I think. And kind of we've had it in the past, like when we played Clear Lake earlier this year. Kind of some of our old tendencies kind of came out when things didn't quite go right early, and we had some breakdowns, and people kind of started wanting to do their own thing, and maybe didn't play as hard defense as they normally would, and that kind of creeped out a little bit maybe in the first quarter a little bit, and then they were able to regroup a little bit in the second quarter. And at halftime, I was real pleased with our boys. They came in the locker room, they were frustrated, but they were listening and they were talking with each other and asking questions, and we made a few changes and adjustments and pointed out a few things that weren't getting done and that we normally do. And they came out of the third quarter, and I think we were down 6 at half. And I think we went, and the third quarter ended up being 31-11 quarter in our favor, and completely flipped the script. So, and then the fourth quarter came around and they made a little run as they're gonna. I mean, in our conference, those bigger schools are going to make runs, and we were able to kind of withhold that or withstand that and find a way to pull it out.
You know, Coach, you talked about kind of coming back and overcoming the adversity after a slow start. Is that something you were looking for out of your team, and how much does that please you as a sign of growth?
Well, I think it's a great sign of growth. This group, these sophomores especially, have always had a pretty, I mean, they've won a lot of games, and so in a lot of those games, they've dominated quite a few of them, and they're finding out now that, when you're playing, you're not just playing sophomore level, you're playing the top 5-10 kids in the high school. The competition's going to be a lot more stiff, and you got to really be able to overcome that adversity. And so for them to learn that and see that and have that, have that toughness to be able to say, okay, this last play didn't go well, things aren't going well right now, but we're going to get our run, is a sign of really good things for us in the future.
Coach, you had a 1-1 week as you won last night against Humboldt 66-61. You lost to Iowa Falls Alden on Tuesday night 72-68. Let's talk about Iowa Falls Alden. Kind of walk me through that game and kind of what transpired in that one.
Yeah, Iowa Falls, they got some really good offensive players. And, we came out to a really strong start against them, and we were up, I think, by 8 early, and they fired right back at us. It was back and forth. It was just a slugfest offensively, and neither side could really get a stop. I think it came down right to the very end. And, they've got the Shire kid was playing really well this year so far. We did a good job defensively on him, and a few of their other shooters, we were able to really kind of make them take some forced shots, or at least contest a lot of their shots and make them shoot not as well as they normally do. And I think defensively we did all right there, but then some of their other guys, stepped up, and that's what good teams do. And so it was just a back and forth battle. I think we did a really good job of sticking in there offensively and speeding them up in the first half. And then second half, they became a little more aggressive to the basket, and we maybe didn't get our rotations down, which sometimes happens, I think, with young teams. We offense comes in early, and then, the defense is going to keep improving, I think, for us as we go along. But especially that transition D, they kind of got us on that a little bit. And then They were able to get some layups and a few jump shots that normally we wouldn't give up. And then we came down and tried to force a little bit on probably three or four possessions. And that probably made the difference. We missed a three with about 7 seconds left that rimmed in and out. And then we had to foul, and they made their free throws. So it was just a great, I would say, a classic Northeast or North Central Conference basketball game. And just one of those nights that, you know, those atmospheres in a 2A gym that is just, the gym is full and everybody's cheering, and it's just a fun high school basketball game.
Yeah, you know, the Iowa Falls-Alden game kind of sounds like a four-quarter dogfight in that one for you. You talked about your transition defense having a little trouble in the Iowa Falls-Alden game with your transition defense. Coach, was it stopping the ball in transition, or was it finding the shooters in transition, or was it a combination of both?
Yeah, it's a combination of both. I mean, they have, you know, they have some pretty athletic kids, and, you know, we'd come down, you know, a lot of times it would be off of a, you know, missed three or, you know, missed jump shot, and they get a little bit of a sideline break, and they come down in the middle, and they did a really good job. Like, kudos to Coach Collison. He put their shooters on both corners and really stretched us out, and we've been doing a really good job of kind of face guarding our shooters, there's three or four times there we just didn't stop the, or, you know, we didn't stop the ball early enough, so we had to help off the shooters, and their shooters, Aldinger and Shire, were able to get shots off normally earlier in the game they hadn't, and they just did a good job of identifying that. So anytime we don't stop the ball early enough in transition, we're going to have to help, and they're going to find shooters.
Coach, I want to get your kind of take on this, because traditionally, in terms of the offensive rebound, you send four to the glass and you've got one guy getting back. You talked about having trouble in transition. Did it ever cross your mind? Did you and your staff ever talk about it at any point during the game of maybe because you were having trouble with the transition D, sending two guys back and just crashing three on the offensive glass?
Yeah, we talk about that every once in a while, but that's just, you know, there were a lot of those three or four, there were long rebounds, kind of just went to the wrong side, and then we had guys just not identify who they needed to identify, and normally we do a pretty good job on getting back and sprinting back. It's just one of those, and then on top of that, then I think back to it, there's a couple of those that are full court press. They were able to just, we got a little bit out of position, and they were able to blow by us a little bit, and our help side didn't get there. So, you know, We've talked quite a bit about how many guys were going to crash the glass, but we always have at least one back. We've got different combinations we do. We didn't switch to that one, but, you know, we're right there at the end anyway, you know, so I looking back, maybe that might've been something, but we didn't really even, to be honest with you, even think about dropping two. We kind of just stick with our, you know, crashing four and getting one. We haven't been a great offensive rebounding team anyway. So, we tend to have guys just kind of get back anyway. So, you know, sometimes we just didn't get in position, didn't identify the guy we needed to.
Yeah, and you know, there's different philosophies for that as well, too. Coach Brandon Lansky, my guest here from Clarion Goldfield Dalles, the head boys basketball coach over there. Coach, let's talk a little bit about some of the guys who were standing out, some of the players who were having a tremendous season going into the Christmas break.
Well, Connor State, you know, our big guy in the middle, is playing high-level basketball right now. I think a lot of teams are going to start keying on him. I know Humboldt last night at one point had three guys on him at one. You know, every time that we drop the ball down on the post to him, and they drop three guys. And that's going to open our shooters up a little bit. He's got to figure out, he's got to learn to check where the help's coming from a little bit more. And those are things that sophomores learn, you know, over time. But he's playing really well. He's got such a soft touch around the rim. And he's gonna, you know, he's starting to use his body really well to be able to hold seals, and Weaver can reverse and get the high low looks to him. And he finishes really well, just a real soft touch. So he's playing well. Cody Olson, a sophomore guard of ours, starting to shoot the ball really well. He's up in double digits the last few games, and so he's somebody that people have to identify. And then, well, really, our whole starting lineup, Jackson Carpenter, starting to shoot the ball well again, and he's made, you know, he's moving the ball around real well, leading us in assists, and we're getting some good leadership from our juniors, which is really great to see. Christian Guyton is Stat lines aren't really popping as much as we thought they would, but he's getting a lot of rebounds and doing a lot of the dirty work and really playing well defensively for us. And Mateo Martinez is another one his mid-range game has been really strong for us, and he's been really, really helpful for us in pushing our tempo. So we got a lot of guys. You know, I could list them all, but another one coming off the bench for us I really am pleased with is Aiden Harrington. He comes in. He's kind of our defensive stopper, not a big scoring threat, but we can put him on their best offensive player, and he does a pretty good job of clamping people down. So all those guys and all those roles are really important for us to be successful.
Coach, you're sitting at 4-2 going into the Christmas break. If I'd have told you in early November you could be 4-2 at Christmas going in, would you have taken that? Does that meet your expectations? Obviously, I know you want to win every game, as did I when I was a coach, but is 4-2 meeting your expectations at this point? And what do you have to improve upon in the second half of the year?
Well, you know, I would say I think 4-2 is really ideal. I'd love, you know, if we go back and get that Iowa Falls game back, I'd be happy with that. I think any coach wouldn't tell you any different, probably be lying. But I'm pleased. I think we're ahead of schedule kind of a little bit. And our assistant coaches were talking the other night, and I think we both agreed that we're a little ahead of where we thought we'd be, and which is a good thing when you have such a young team. They're playing hard and they're doing a lot of good stuff. So I'm pleased at 4-2. I mean, we're just a little ahead of where I thought we would be, and that's just great. And then over the break here, you know, we're going to get in the gym a little bit. We're going to work on some of our rotations. We're going to work on some of the fundamentals. You know, we preach to them all the time. Number one, you got to sacrifice some of the things that you may have done in the past. That maybe aren't going to be successful at the varsity level because your teammates need you to, and you may have to drop some of those things and learn some new ways to do some stuff. And so we're teaching them some little things and those little tiny things that matter at the high school varsity level, the making sure you're, you know, constantly moving your feet on the help side, making sure that, dribble drive penetration, if you go to help, they're not going through your arm, they're going through your knee, and little things on the defensive side so they can continue to be better defensively. We're going to continue to work on things, basic fundamentals, and just good passing and making sure we're giving accurate passes and well-timed passes and all that kind of stuff as well. It's one of the good things about Christmas break is we're able to really break down those things for a good week straight and just harp on them and harp on them until it becomes second nature for these guys.
Coach Brandon Lansky has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, I appreciate the time as always. I appreciate the commitment that you've made to become a regular contributor on this program. We look forward to continuing that in the second half of the year, and we look forward to seeing the progression of Clarion Goldfield Dallas boys basketball in the second half of the year.
All right. I appreciate you having me on. It's great to be able to talk basketball with you.